So when God removes the worldly woman out of your life, even if you married her, you're like, it takes you a while, but then you're like, praise God, from whom all blessings flow. I got my peace back, you know. And what's weird is, if they know you're a Bible believer, they're going to say, I'm a Proverbs 31. And you know they're not, but they, you want to believe that they want to be, but you know they're not. And what's sad is, it's no different than a salesperson, you know. And then when you start to see through the cracks, it's like they have to run and hide. See, you start to call them out on their junk, they have to run and hide, you know. And you're calling them out in a nice way, you know. Look, this is not right, you know. You're mean. No, I'm just trying to help you understand that your behavior doesn't line up with what you said, you know. Your behavior is so contrary, it's not even funny. A meek and quiet spirit. Where's that at? How come you don't have a meek and quiet spirit? Where'd that go? These are just basic fundamental stuff, you know. Why is it outward show and costly apparel instead of shamefacedness and humility? Why is it pride versus humility? Why is it loudness instead of wanting to be seen and outward show and loud and brazen face and pride instead of a meek and quiet spirit? You know, if you look at Ruth and you look at Sarah, Sarah obeyed Abraham calling him Lord, whose daughters you are if you do well, without fear or amazement. They trusted God. But these women trust the corporate system, or they trust their own manipulation tactics, you know, which are just a fake reality. Everybody knows what they are. All their manipulation is not even worth nothing. I had AI compare the Proverbs 31 to the evil woman, and it's so obvious. This society has destroyed the women's, not the born again women. They're cool. But the unsaved women, the religious but lost, they're so obvious. They think they can hide it, but they can't. They can't hide it. They can't hide it. I'm a missionary. I don't care if you were Saint whatever. Saint Juliana or whatever name you want to throw in there. Your actions and your words and your attitudes, totally opposite. I mean, it's so obvious. Let me just list a few just by experience. If you're drinking and drugging, you're not Proverbs 31. If you're getting drunk, drinking every day, that ain't Proverbs 31. That's ridiculous. If you're loudmouth and back-talking and trying to manipulate and coerce and get your own way, that ain't Proverbs 31. If you're running to the streets and talking to your ex behind somebody's back or talking to somebody else, and you haven't left the past behind and you're still trying to play the streets and you're in secrets and running around in secrets, that ain't Proverbs 31. If everything out of your mouth is mean, it's not the law of kindness, it doesn't have mercy and meekness and kindness, that's not Proverbs 31. A lot of people have actually let the world teach them their doctrine, their belief system. Doctrine just means your beliefs, your worldview. So they let the world teach the worldview, you know, TikTok and all that. I've got a list here. I'm going to try to pull this list up. The Jezebel type is, I'm going to give you the Jezebel, the opposite, and then I'm going to give you the real. The Jezebel says, I'm a boss babe. The Proverbs 31 is a servant heart. She's a servant. She's not a boss babe. She's a servant. She has a servant's heart. The world says, the Jezebel world, if I say world, it's the Jezebel. The world says, I don't need a man. The godly woman says, she trusts God and honors the husband. She honors her husband. The worldly woman, the worldling, the Jezebel, she's a power dresser to dominate. The godly woman has modest apparel and is adorned with good works. The ungodly woman, the Jezebel, she flatters with her lips. But the Proverbs 31, she speaks with wisdom and kindness. Thank God I've met some born-again women online. They've actually rebuked me, but when they rebuke me with wisdom and kindness, and they're trying not to offend. The worldly woman, Jezebel, is manipulative. The godly woman is transparent and sincere. Oh, Lord, help us all. That ain't happening. Transparent and sincere? Where's that at? The worldly woman, the Jezebel, seductive and uses sexuality. The godly woman is chaste and discreet. Where's that at in this society? Discreet? I don't think so. She's running to her sisters and her brothers and everybody else. Tell them what's going on in the bedroom. That's not discreet. Divorce that kind of woman in a split. Divorce that woman. Why would she do that? Especially when you're younger, you know. I got me I remember when I was married. I said, why are you talking to your sisters about that kind of stuff? What's wrong with you? Have you lost your ever-living bleeping mind? I didn't curse, but I said, you insane. Well, I was just saying, I got a good man, and everything's great in the bedroom, and everything's... I said, why are you talking to people about that kind of stuff? What is wrong with you? Are you sick? Chaste and discreet. They're not discreet anymore. They're not chaste. Independent to a fault is the worldly woman. She's independent to a fault. The saved woman is interdependent with God's order. The ungodly Jezebel is rebellious. The saved woman, the born-again woman, the righteous woman, is submissive to her proper authority. Submissive to proper authority. The worldly woman is slay queen or queen bee. Bad B-I-T-C-H energy. Whereas the godly woman is meek and quiet spirit. The worldly woman says, I'm a savage. The godly woman has a gentle and wise spirit about her. The alpha female versus the prudent and faithful. The world says, I'm an alpha female. The world says, my truth. I remember dating a girl one time. I said, where do you get your truth from? She said, I have my own truth. I said, bye, see ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. Their own truth. The godly woman is anchored in God's truth, God's word. The worldly woman is a secure the bag, money obsessed. Where the godly woman fears the Lord, not riches. Her goal is not riches, but the fear of God. See, what happens is Jezebel gets kicked to the curb and she gets kicked into the corporate system, and she becomes so fearful because she knows she's got to make all this money because she's going into retirement without a husband and his Social Security or whatever, and or his insurance, and she's just not, you know, it's sad. They destroy themselves. The worldly woman is unapologetic, without repentance. The godly woman is repentant and teachable. See, the ungodly woman thinks she knows everything when she don't know jack. She's been lied to by her mama, her sisters, her brothers, her girlfriends, the news, the media, the whole system has lied to her. The ungodly woman is loud and stubborn. The saved woman, the born-again, spirit-filled woman, is peaceful and self-controlled. The ungodly woman uses outward show, beauty, for power. They've really believed the lies, and they really stepped into the lies, and it's really sad. The godly woman fears God, fears the Lord, and beauty, and knows that beauty is vanity. Beauty is vain, but it's the hidden man of the heart, you know. The evil woman tears down others to get ahead. The godly woman, the Proverbs 31, builds her house and edifies others. The worldly woman seeks status and fame. The godly woman, the Proverbs 31, seeks faithfulness and eternal reward. Not earthly treasures, but eternal treasures. And believe it or not, if she supports her husband and builds him up, they'll probably have earthly treasures too. But she's a competer instead of a completer. She's a competer instead of a completer. She's a competer instead of a completer. She's a competer instead of a completer because of insecurities. I got some more to read, but I got to pull over before I read these. You know, the system's upside down, and your mama and your sisters and your girlfriends have lied to you, and the Bible is right there. All you have to do is read it. And it's in Proverbs. It's in 1 Peter. It's in... in the New Testament, but the reason you don't want to read it is because you think that you're normal when you're abnormal. You think you're normal, but you're not normal, and that's what's sad about this whole thing. You think you know, but you don't know. You think you're winning, but you're losing. You're not thinking longevity, you're thinking short term. You're lovers of pleasure instead of lovers of God, right? It's all about feel good. You're not thinking long term, you're thinking short term, just like the Jerry Springer show, you know? And then when the man leaves and he finds him a godly woman, you're like, what did I do wrong? Here's some of them. Here's the worldly woman. She flatters with her words, forsakes the God of her youth, forgets the covenant of her God. She lies in wait. She hunts for a precious life. This is the Jezebel. Causes others to fall, multiplies words without knowledge, tears down her house with her own hands. A wise woman builds her house, but the foolish tears it down with her own hands. Spreads her feet to every passerby. Let me say that again, really slow. She spreads her legs to every passerby. Wanders from house to house, murmurs and complains, entices men, eats and wipes her mouth and says, I've done no wickedness, scorns correction, leads others into error, is idle and a tattler, tattleteller, drinks to excess, lives in luxury and wantonness, trusts in her beauty, sows discord, opens her mouth in rebellion, does not regard the way of life, dwells in the streets in every corner, cries out with arrogance, which is pride. Here's some more words. Characters of the interstate of the rebellious, evil, wicked Jezebel woman who's going to hell in a handbasket and will end up by herself in her old age and wonder what happened. And her mind will be so corrupt. She believed her own lies. She's a strange woman. She's foolish. She's loud. She's simple. She knows nothing. She's haughty, which means prideful, contentious, angry, brawling, rebellious, deceitful. Everything out of her mouth is manipulation and lies, snares of death, subtle of heart, subtlety goes back to the devil in Genesis 3:1. She flatters with her lips, hard face. She has a brazen, hard-hearted face. Seductress, evil, snares and nets, bitter as wormwood. Talks about that in Revelation. Devil, sharp as a two-edged sword, meaning she's so cutting. Feet go down to death. Her steps take hold of hell. She's wayward. She's a scorner. She's without shame. Here's the list of the godly woman. Modest, shamefacedness, sobriety, not drunk, meek and quiet spirit, chaste, discreet, she zips her lip, good, obedient, virtuous, prudent, gracious, strong, honorable, faithful, fear of the Lord, wise, keeper at home, she's a keeper at home, she uses wisdom, sober-minded, reverent before God, respects the husband, the head, not slanders, teachers of good things, doers of good works, submissive, pure, without spot or wrinkle, trusting, not afraid of with any amazement because she's prepared. She's thought ahead. Not only does she think ahead for herself, her household, and her husband. Oh, you need food in the morning? We can save some money if I make your food. Calling him a Lord, Sarah called Abraham Lord. In other words, the leader of the home. Adorns herself with good works, not idle, kind, rises while it is yet night, looks well to her household, opens her mouth with wisdom. The law of kindness is in her tongue, not the law of cursing. Let's see if there's any more that it says. Reverence for God, trust in God's timing. She's not trying to rush God. Modest in appearance and tone, boldness in obedience, but never brashness and rudeness. Examples, Hannah prayed silently, poured out her soul, didn't defend herself rudely when Eli accused her. She let God vindicate. Ruth worked humbly in Boaz's field, didn't promote herself, showed loyalty and inner strength. Mary, be it unto me according to thy word, a quiet yes to God, but full of world-changing strength. So it's the inner strength, not the outward brashness. Genesis 18, Sarah, my Lord, being old, Sarah might have laughed when God told her, but she reflected deeply and respected. She wasn't perfect when she laughed at God, but she had a posture of obedience and trust. Her strength wasn't loud and controlling, it was anchored in faith. Submissive and trusting, hidden man of the heart, not afraid with any amazement. She doesn't panic or fear, she looks to God, she trusts God. She keeps her steady, not rude or defensive. She's not rude or defensive. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are, as long as you do well and not afraid with any amazement. A woman's beauty comes not from external flash, but from the hidden, from the heart of a holy restraint, self-governance and reverence. She dresses and speaks in a way that reflects she's under God's gaze, not man. She's not trying to get the gaze of God, but the gaze of God. Shame face, deep sense of reverence and modesty, sobriety, self-restraint, temperance, clear-headed, not impulsive or flashy, modest apparel, well-arranged, long loose garment and related to restraining or settling down. In like manner, also women adorn themselves in modest apparel with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly array, but with which becomes a woman professing godliness and good works. It's not outward show, it's the inner heart. Humble, reverent, restrained attitude. reverence, humility, yielding to God and His Word. She looks well to her household. She's discreet, chaste, keepers at home, self-control, wisely, reverent behavior, not slanders, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. When a woman does a man evil, he needs to leave. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husband as unto the Lord. Strength and honor her clothing. Her appearance and lifestyle reflect humility and not vanity or excess. Modest apparel. The younger busybodies, they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, but tattlers and busybodies, tale bearers, revealing seekers, but he that is of a faithful spirit conceals a matter. She guards her speech and doesn't insert herself in drama and other people's affairs. She minds her own business and builds peace. She doesn't need to be loud or assertive to make impact. Her peace and humility draw others into it. Let it be the hidden man of the heart, person of the heart, with the incorrupt beauty of a gentle and meek and quiet spirit, which is inside of God is a precious sight. Self-control. The inner beauty, not the outer beauty. Self-control, spiritual focus. She balances spiritual and practical. She rises early, provides food for her household and manage her house. Her priorities are rooted in God. Mary chose the better part, to sit at the feet of Jesus and listen. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain. That was Luke 10:42. And beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is praised. She shows love through action, especially to the vulnerable. Pure religion includes caring for orphans. She opens her hand to the poor and reaches out to the needy. The heart of her husband trusts her. Others rely on her integrity and consistency, not inconsistent and fickle. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. That's just that which is good to building up. She is so. She's diligent. She's kind and wise. You talk about ridiculous. When these women say, I'm a Proverbs 31, and everything they lines up, everything they do and say lines up. Every action, habit, addiction lines up with the evil woman. Who are they fooling? Who do they really think they're fooling? Can you imagine standing before God trying to fool Him? And you got a man who's filled with the Holy Spirit, and he has the Holy Spirit in him, Christ in you, the hope of the Lord. He's got God dwelling in him and the Word dwelling in him. And some woman says, I'm a godly woman. Why you dress like that? Why you curse? Why you drink? Why you drunk? What's wrong with you? Get out of my face, woman. You're a liar. You're a liar.